It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM, brought to you by Neon.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. Mikey, how are you?
Hey, Viewmaster's all about TV. I love TV. Love it.
Love television. It's the golden age of TV right now.
You know, just revel in it, eh?
We're whirlwind
of quality programming.
Drowning in more content than we could ever watch in our lifetime.
Oh, my God. I just don't want The Block to finish.
People like The Block.
People don't like The Block. People are sick if they like The Block.
I can proudly say I've never watched a minute of The Block. But it's not that I wouldn't, but I just haven't.
I wandered past The Block the other day at a friend's house, even though, I'll be honest, it is on at our house sometimes.
Is it?
Judgment.
That's okay. It's a judgment-free zone.
But you know, they were doing On The Block, and I don't want to say this because I really like Greg, who's one of the producers on it. Hi, Greg. How you going, mate? And he's a good guy. But they were on primetime television.
Yeah.
Primetime television. Nationwide. Free-to-air television. There was a good 15 or 20 minutes of what they were doing on The Block was a contest. And the contest was putting a rubber band across a thing, getting a folded up piece of paper and flicking it using the rubber band at a paper plate that had a picture of one of the other people on the block on it.
Wow.
And it was like, here he goes, boom, oh, he missed.
Sounds like first year.
Here's someone else. But it was like, university. Man, like, I've made shitty TV. I've made heaps of shitty, cheap TV, and none of it was that cheap and shitty.
Hey,
bloody hell.
Do you know what's not shitty TV?
Tell us all about this. The juice.
The juice is not shit TV.
Well, is it on? Incredible. Has it started yet or not?
The first episode aired last night on Soho and Neon. Premiered last night.
Okay.
I can quite confidently say I think it's going to be your new favorite television show.
Ooh, that is a massive call.
Yeah.
I absorb the television, but I'm very picky.
I know you guys talked about it last week, but just in case for anybody who wasn't listening to that, it's the new show from George Pelicanos and David Simon who co-created The Wire. Yep. And
which is just, that's when television really, that's when television really picked up. That was the first thing I binge watched.
Oh yeah. I would say The Sopranos was the kickoff for the golden age of television.
No, you're right.
And I mean, Oz kind of arguably laid the seeds for it amongst a bunch of other things. But yeah. So new show from those guys. And instantly, I think you're struck by how similar it feels to The Wire.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And not like, a part of that is obviously cinematography and, you know, production value and crew and things like that. But the other thing is that David Simon's shows are kind of primarily interested in what people do at work, like what your job
is. True.
And in The Wire, it's like, what is it like to go to work
as a cop?
Because ostensibly all those people are kind of colleagues, right?
Yeah.
In a very surreal, bizarre way. And here, what you have is basically people going to work as a sex worker, or people going to work as a barman trying not to be a gangster, or basically like anybody who could be collegial within this geographical area known as the Juice, and which is sort of around Times Square in New York City. And it's like it was incredible. I was like, that they've created such a rich tapestry already, and I encourage everybody to seek it out, watch it immediately.
I've been blown away sort of in the last sort of 5-10 years watching stuff that's set in just enough in the past where you go, you wouldn't just have footage of this. Have you made that all look so real? Have you made that look so authentically that era?
So actually there's a fair amount of CGI in this because they have to recreate Times Square to make it look
but the quality of it is so good, you know what I mean?
It's also down to the level of where they went and found out which films were playing at which cinema and what they could put up on the hustings on the board.
That's pretty Kubricky.
Apparently Matthew Weiner, this is like a slightly side point, but also, you know, Mad Men is obviously, you know, top shelf as well, would go to the extent of finding out timetables for public transport in
really?
New York City.
Wow.
And so that would dictate characters coming to and from scenes and, you know, where they would
that's next level.
That's an amazing writer's room right there.
You know, that movie Baby Driver that's recently screened.
Yep.
Yeah, they're like great, really great movie.
I do know it.
But I got 3/4 of the way through it and I went, hold on. And I just suddenly realized every scene of where there's the public, they're all aged between 18 and 70.
Yeah.
There's no children, there's no rubbish, there's no animals. You know what I mean? Like just because it's all stuff like and action. Yeah. And the crowd walks, everyone's walking somewhere. It's that sort of thing. And it almost ruined parts of the film for me because
You want authenticity, yeah. Well, hey, that's a really good segue because Baby Driver is set in Atlanta, and that's the next show that we're going to talk about. It's called Atlanta.
Woo-hoo! I've never been there. Johnny was just telling me what a fantastic place it is, Johnny.
Really? Johnny's been to Atlanta. I've never been either. I would like to go based on Baby Driver and this television show.
Let's hear what Johnny says about it. Johnny?
Give us your Atlanta highlight.
It's incredibly green and very, very beautiful. And we're sort of in the suburbs staying with some friends. And you just, you know, wonderful independent businesses on sort of the corner of every block. Right. And, you know, great eating. Went out and saw some live bands.
Ooh.
Spectacular. Had a really good time.
Booming film production hub as well because of tax incentives. Baby Driver was originally supposed to be set in New York. And is that true? Maybe New York or LA, one of the big coastal ones. But they moved to Atlanta for financing reasons. And
did just fine.
I feel they did okay. I think it would feel better as a New York film. There's like a tapestry to that city.
It's sort of the blandness of it sort of worked, I think. So Atlanta the TV show.
Is
it a travel show?
No, it's kind of a dramatic comedy or a comedic drama. I would say it's genre defying. It's kind of like a surrealist bend to it. It's about a group of young men hustling in the Atlanta rap scene, trying to make it in Atlanta rap.
We've all been there.
Johnny's been there.
There is a really strong southern rap scene in Atlanta.
Exactly. The home of autotune. So I thought we would do like a top three things about Atlanta.
Let's go. Number one.
Lakeith Stanfield. He is the breakout star of this show, I think.
Where will we know him from?
Short Term 12 he was in. Have you seen that little indie film? He's been a character actor around the block for a while, sort of in some little bit parts here and there. I think most recently and most notably, other than this, which he's like chewing the scenery, it's amazing, he was in Get Out, a little film that did very well last year called Get Out. He was the guy that was kidnapped in the beginning, if you remember the opening scene. He turns in what could be the defining performance of his career, I reckon. He really steals every scene that he's in. Plays a character called Darius, and if everything else in the show was not great, it would be worth watching for him alone.
Wow,
yeah, it's
okay.
Amazing.
All right.
I should also say, I don't know if I mentioned that this is my favorite TV show of the last year.
I like
this round of applause. Is this my signature sting? Have you got this out just for me?
No, this is just the regular crowd that we bring.
The generic.
All in different. It's a multicolored pastel tops and sitting there looking at bring them infomercials and things like that. Hey, look at this amazing chair. This ladder and this vacuum cleaner.
I'd do quite well in an infomercial. I think. An infomercial about Atlanta.
Mm. So number two.
Number two is Hiro Murai. It's a guy's name. He directed seven of the episodes. And he is...
Oh my God, you're in love with this TV show, aren't you? I can see you fizzing.
I love this TV show. Yeah. I would potentially not say a bad thing about it.
Okay, all right.
I challenge somebody to text in a bad thing about this show.
How long has it been shown for, been on for?
Premiered last year, September 2016. Season two is supposed to be coming soon, but Donald Glover / Childish Gambino, who your listeners may know, was cast as young Lando Calrissian in the Han Solo movie.
I'll just see your call and double it.
Yeah, so they had to put the production of Atlanta season two on hiatus, unfortunately.
Okay, That
was number two. Hiro Murai is a director / he's a music video director primarily. He made all of Childish Gambino's music videos, I think all of them, which are masterpieces. In and of themselves, I think, and I would encourage everybody to go and find those. And then if you feel like doing a real internet deep dive, you could just dive straight into here are Mariah's back catalogue. Tribe Called Quest music video he made pretty recently was phenomenal. He's amazing.
All right.
Okay, number one. You ready?
Ready now.
Invisible Car.
Invisible Car?
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about it.
I see those all the time.
I don't think I can say anything more about it because it'll spoil it. So I think...
So once again, Invisible...
Car. I think if you want to find
that's
out
a,
what I mean...
Those are great little... That's great bait you've laid there.
I know. Yeah. I know. Just got to go and watch it. You got to go and find out what the Invisible Car is.
TV Burley. Nice
yeah,
one.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Mikey.
All the very best to you. See you again this time next week.
Exactly.
So let's just recap Juice and Atlanta. Thank you.
Kia ora.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM, brought to you by Neon.
And this is Childish Gambino with a track called Sweatpants.